Okay, we're beginning here at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Bet by the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. It says Vlad Chatat, Vitmurat Chatat, Vichatat Shmetu Baleha. These three Chataot, that is an offspring of a Chatat, a Tmurah of a Chatat, and a Chatat whose owner has passed away, Yamutu, they are put to death. Put to death in all these instances means Kuntzino to the Kippah, they lock it up in the corral, they do not feed it, and the animal dies by itself. Then the other categories are She'avra Shnata, Chatat is only Ksheira when it's brought within its first year of life. So here he was mafrish the Korban before it was 1 year old, but did not bring the Korban before it turned one, and now it's beyond the age. It's aged out of being a Chatat. Visha Abda, or a case where it got lost, V'nimtzei Balat Mum. It was found, but it was a Bal Mum. Im Kipru HaBalim, if the Balim already had Kapara, Tamut, it is put to death. Lo Nehenin, V'lo Mo'alim. Can't get Hana from it. There is no Mi'ila by it. We've spoken about this before. That means that it's a din derabanan. Lo ne'anin means mi derabanan. You're not allowed to get hana from it. Lo ma'alim is because it doesn't really have kedushat aguf. Therefore, there's no mi'ila mina Torah because neither it nor its proceeds are going to end up on the mizbeach. On the other hand, imim ad shalu kipru abalim, if that was prior to the kaparat abalim, tire ad yista'iv. It goes out to graze until it gets a mum in it. Tiviti macher, and then it's sold. And then with the proceeds, you bring another chatat. Bosit mura. And this chatat can create tumurah because it has dushat haguf in the sense that you have to wait to get a mum in it and then redeem it. Umalimba, and there is mi'ilah because it's called kodshei Hashem. Now with regards to the explanation of our Mishnah, it's actually a major machloka between Rashi and Tosafot how to explain the Mishnah. I'll first explain it according to Rashi and then we'll look at it according to Tosafot. The Mishnah is clear as to the first three cases that those animals die. And there's no questions about it. In the latter two cases, the question is what's transpiring, and the Gemara itself is going to ask that question, why the latter two cases are separated from the first three cases, and what exactly are the circumstances that surround those latter two cases. Now, with regards to She'avda v'nimtzeit balat mum, Rashi writes over here, it's a machloket in the next Mishnah, with the Rabbanan and Rabbi, we actually saw this mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that Rabbi believes that a chatat that gets lost, and then the Balim or Mafrish, another Chatat, doesn't matter when that Chatat is found, whether it's Bishat HaFrasha or Bishat Kapara. Whenever that other Chatat is found, the first one goes the Mita. The Rabbanan disagree and say that only after Kapara, only if you find the first Chatat after you had Kapara with another Chatat, does it go to death. If you find the Chatat before you have Kapara, in that instance, it doesn't go to death. It's Yiriyah Ad Yisaev. You can pick which Chatat you bring as your Korban. The other one will go out to graze, and then you'll bring with the Dameha, with its proceeds, you'll bring another Korban. Now Rashi suggests over here that our case is the Divrei Hakol. Case in our Mishnah is a case according to both Rabbonon and according to Rabbi. Even though over here, the way the Mishnah sets up, it says, Im Kipru Abalim Tamut. If the Balim go ahead and then have a Kapara after it's been found, then it goes to death. So that seems to be according to the Shita of Rabbi. Rabbi who says that no matter when you find it, it's problematic if you're compared with another chatat. But according to the Chachamim in the next Mishnah, that would suggest over here that it shouldn't go to death. You found it before you attained kapara, and therefore it should be yirea achi stev. So Rashi differentiates in the cases and says that this is a unique case. So last Rashi on the Amud Bet here. Tamut. Vafilu Rabbanan de Amri lekaman. This is even according to Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi, Dein Chatat Meita, El Shinim Tzeit Achar Shekipru Abalim. That's only if it's found after the Kabbat Abalim. Baha Modu. Over here they agree, Hoel V'ike Tarte Liriuta. Over here there are two problems with this animal. So those two problems cause the animal to be put to death, even though it was found before Kapara. Because number one, it was Abda, it got lost. And number two is Nimtzeit Balmum. It's also have a blemish in it. So it has two strikes against it. Well, hachi nakat balat mum. And that's why the Mishnah in particular says that it's a case shabda, vinim tseit balat mum. Deit mima, had it not had a mum in it, hovinim tseit kodem kapara, since it was found before the kapara, afilu kipru balim shuba cheret ru'eh. Even if the balim had gone in kapara through another one, it would have gone out to graze. So Rashi has 2 points here, two important points in the Mishnah. One is that the reason that this animal is going to be put to death is because shabda, Vinim tzeit balat mum. It has two strikes against it. It was lost, and it's a bal mum. And that means even if it's found before kapara, where the rabbanan normally do not say the animal's put to death, it only goes out to graze and to get a mum. Nevertheless, over here, they will say it is put to death because of that. Rashi has the Girsan HaMishnah, Im Kipru HaBalim Tamut. Not Im Mishi Kipru HaBalim. It was found after they got kapara, but rather Im Kipru HaBalim. If the balim go ahead now and have kapara or get kapara from another animal, this animal will then be put to death because it has these two strikes against it. And in the latter half of the Mishnah, when it says v'im ad shelo kipru abalim, that doesn't mean that before the balim get kapara, but rather if the balim decide not to get kapara, then you wait yireh ad shistev, because this is a case, as Rashi points out, this is only we're talking about avrashnata, in a case where the year had passed, because in the case of Shavdav and Yimseid Balat Mum, you don't have to wait for it to get a Mum in it. It already has a Mum in it. So it has to be talking about the case of Avrashnata. Case of Avrashnata, Im Ad Shelo Kipru Ba'alim, if the Ba'alim decide they do not want to attain Kapara, then it will not cause the animal to have to be put to death, but rather it will be Yireh Ad Shistev. Again, we'll get more clarification of this in the Gemara. That's the way Rashi reads the Mishnah. On the other hand, Tosavot challenges Rashi's position because it seems from the Gemara, the Nohira, the Mashon, the Perusho, the Riboi Riuta, Mivino Talamita. The more strikes you have against you, the more likely this animal is to be put to death. V'adarabah, Sugi Deshmaitin Maishma. The Sugi over here is Mashma, just the opposite. The Riboi Riuta, Mivino Talite Riya. The more strikes you have against you, is more likely that you go out to graze and you die. And therefore, Tosafot can't conclude like Rashi that the more strikes, the more likely you are to be put to death. So then, why is the Balat Mum mentioned here? Why is Mum relevant here at all? So Tosafot comes to the exact opposite conclusion of Rashi, and he says, "Lachen nira lefareish, tenakad Balat Mum de Rabuta." Mentions Balat Mum as a chidush. The Maudutim, I would have thought, Hovich Rabu Kokach, that it has so many strikes against it. The Avuda, Ubalat Mum, it has both of these, Havaleka, Avudat, Lailo. It's like getting lost at night, Viroeh, and therefore it'll go out where it stays. Mashman, Afilu Hachimeta. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is just the opposite of what Rashi is saying. The more strikes you have against you, the more likely you are to go out and graze. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though it has two strikes against it over here, nevertheless, it'll be put to death. And then Tosfos will read the next piece of the Mishnah about Im Kipru Abalim, depending on who you are. If according to Rabbi, it's Im Kipru Abalim, is even if you find it before the Balim attained the Kapara. According to the Chachamim, it's Im Mishik Kipru Abalim. They found it after the Balim had attained Kapara. So Tosavot does not have this Chiddush of Rashi in the Rabbanan Shita, that before Kapara you could still have an animal that's put to death if it has many strikes against it. But Tosavot believes that many strikes against it actually makes it more likely that you'll go out to graze than you'll be put to death. And therefore, Tosavot explains that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is even though here you have two strikes against you, you will be put to mito if it's found after Kapara for the Rabbanan, or even before Kapara for Rabbi. Right, so that's the Machloket Rashi and Tosafot with regards to the explanation of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara itself is going to dissect the Mishnah and ask a number of questions. Again, I'll mention as we go through the Sukkiah, I'll point you out where Rashi and Tosafot are Aliba the Shitatam. So now the Gemara says, "My time, lotani luhu gabe hadodi." Why didn't they write all of these five chataot together? We have three of them, which is vlad chatat, murat chatat, v'chatat shmedu balayot together, and then we have shavrash nata v'sha abdam nimseid balamum as the next two. So why is it broken into three and two instead of being all five of them together? Gemara says, "Reishab psikole." First three have a definitive halacha; they always go to mita, no matter what. Seifa lo psikole. Seifa has cases where you do go to mita and cases where you don't go to mita. Where it says, V'lamele the mitne gabi mi'ila, V'lamele the mitne the gabi tmura. Why do I have this Mishnah here in tmura and an identical Mishnah that's written in mi'ila? Now our Mishnah contains dinim with regards to tmura. It also has dinim with regards to mi'ila. So why don't we divide up the Mishnah and put all the tmura stuff here and all the mi'ila stuff in mi'ila? Why do we have the entirety of the Mishnah in both locations? So Gemara says, that's because Tana Hocha Tmura. Over here, the Mishnah is brought down because of the Tmura content in the Mishnah. And Ba'aydi the Tana Tmura, Tana Nar Me'ilah. Once it already was dealing with Tmura, it threw in the Me'ilah Halachot. Ba'aydi the Tana and Me'ilah. So by Me'ilah, where it wrote the Dinim of Me'ilah, it brought down Tana Nami Tmura. It brought along with it the Halachot of Tmura. So in Hochanami, the only thing we really need here are the Halachot of Tmura. But once the Mishnah has the same format and the exact same format in terms of teaching us Dinei Mi'ila, they came along with for the ride. So you have to know the Dinei Tumura, and we got Mi'ila with it. In Masech and Mi'ila, it's just the opposite. But there we need the Halachot of Mi'ila. Happens to be there's an exact same case with regards to Tumura. Therefore, it brings it there because of the Mi'ila, but it gives us information about Tumura as well. Now, Amar Reish Lakish. Shlakish makes a statement, Chatat, Shi Avrashnata, Ro'inata, Ki Ilu Omeda Bevetak Varot, Veroe. A Chatat, which passed its year, and now aged out of the possibility of being a Chatat, we look at it as if it's standing in the cemetery. Standing in the cemetery is a code for Kohanim can't get to it. Kohanim can't go there because it's in the cemetery. That means that they can't do anything to it. They can't shecht it. They can't do anything with it. Viru ed. That means it goes out and it grazes until it gets a mum in it. So now, obviously, Reish Lakish's statement is problematic with regards to our Mishnah. So the statement is that whenever a year is up, whenever the animal ages out of being a chatat, it automatically goes out to be roeh. Our Mishnah did not say this such. We had, just had the Mishnah, Shavrash Natan, depending if it was Kipru Balim, Lo Kipru Balim. One of them was the Mita, one of them was the Riyah. So what does Reish Lakish do with our Mishnah? The Tan, Shiv Shavrash Natav Avda, Benim Seid Balat Mum, Imachar Shekipru Balim, Meita. To you, to the Reish Lakish. That really undermines that position of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will respond, Kik Tani Reisha Meta. When the first half of the Mishnah says it's put to death, Ha'avda v'nimtzeid balamut. That's not on the Avresh Nata part of it. There were two cases that are mentioned in that latter half of the Mishnah. There is Ha'avda v'nimtzeid balat mum, and there's also the case of Avresh Nata. So when it says Meta, Meta is only referencing the case of Avda v'nimtzeid balat mum. It's not referencing the case of Avresh Nata. Where it says, okay, that's very nice. Ihochi ema seifa. Then what are you going to do with the seifa? Imach lo kipru abalim tire achiti seif. If it's before the balim attain kapara, goes out to graze and get a mum in it. Vi balat mum. If you're saying that the later half of the Mishnah is only referencing the case of Avda v'nimtzeid balat mum that was lost and was found to have a mum in it, then what do you need the latter half of the Mishnah for at all? The first half, Tamut, you're saying goes only on that case. Well, that means the second half where it says Yireh Achi Steiv is also only going on that case. But the Mishnah describes a situation in which you need to wait for a mum. Wait for a mum, that suggests that there wasn't a mum in it. But how could you do that? We know it's Avda v'nim Seid Balam Mum. It already has a mum in it. So why are you waiting for a mum? So it must be that that latter half of the Mishnah is describing or modifying the case of Avresh Nata. If it's modifying the case of Avresh Nata, then we're back to square one, which is that the Mishnah says, with regards to Avresh Nata, Meito, there are cases when it does get put to death. Maria says, Iyachi ema seifa, imach lo kipru abalim tire achiti steiv, the latter half of our Mishnah, vi balat mum, ha misavo vikaimo. If it's talking about the case of Avda, ve nimtzeit balat mum, it already has a mum in it. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Hoki kamar. Let me explain to you how to read this Mishnah. She avda ve nimtzeit balat mum over. When they found it, you found it, not that it had a permanent mum in it, it had a temporary mum in it. Imachar shekipru balim, if it happens after the balim already had contained kapara meto, then it's put to death. Im kodem shekipru abalim, if it's found prior to the abalim attaining kapara, tire achi tistei b'mum kavua, then you wait until it grazes, until it gets a permanent mum in it, v'timacher, and then it'll be sold. So Rabba explains the Mishnah in order not to be a problem for Reish Lakish's statement, by saying that our Mishnah is not talking about Nimtzeit Balat Mum, it found with permanent Mum. Nimtzeit Balat Mum is it found with a Mum over, with a temporary Mum. So now, in terms of the first case, it's Avda, v'nimtzeit Mum over. Like Tosafot would suggest before, Nimtzeit Balat Mum over means I have two strikes against me, maybe it really should go out and graze. Mashmalan, the Mishnah teacher, you know, in that case, it's put to Mita, because it was found after the Balim already attained the Kapara, according to Rabbanan, according to Rabbi, even if it was before the Kapara that it's found. Then it's tamut, it goes to death, it's put to death. Now, if it's found before the balim attain kapara, then according to the chachamim, it's yireh achi steiv. Well, why does it have to go out and graze if it already has a mum in it? The answer was, it only had a mum over, it only had a temporary mum in it. Now we need a permanent mum in it in order to allow us to do pidyon, in order to redeem this animal. But the way Rava explains it now, the modifications in the latter half of the Mishnah of tamut and yireh achi steiv are both referencing the case of Avda v'nimtzeit balat mum. Avresh Nata will not be addressed with the later half of the Mishnah, and it'll be Yireh Achi Steiv. Like Reish Lakish says, it'll always go out to graze. That's the way Tosafot will explain it. Rabba explained by Rashi will be this, that the Reish Lakish case is Avda v'nimtzeit balat mum over, then it was found to have a mum over, so now again you have two strikes against you. Imshin Rekipru Abalim, if the Balim go ahead and decide to attain Kapara through another animal, this animal will be put to death, even though it was found before a kapara, even according to the chachamim, because it has these two strikes against it. On the other hand, in the latter half of the Mishnah, which says, im ad shelo kipru abalim, means, if the balim decide not to attain kapara through another animal, but rather wait until the first animal clears up its mum, in that case, it doesn't have to be put to death, it's yireh ad shistev, goes out until it gets a mum in it. They can decide either to use another chatat to mean it's chaper. If they do that, then the first one dies. If they don't decide that they want to use this original chatat, then they wait till it gets a permanent mum in it, they'll sell it and the proceeds will use to bring a chatat. So that's the way Rashi learns, l'shitato im kipru. Im kipru means if he chooses to get kapara, even though the animal's right here. And the other one is, If they choose not to get kapara through a different animal, they want to use the original animal for their kapara. So Rashi thinks that, again, the case is where it's found before kapara. And the only question is whether he wants to use another animal or he's going to use this animal for the kapara. Tosafot, again, will say that it's found after kapara is when it's tamut. If it's found before kapara, that's when it goes out to graze, at least according to the Shitat Chachamim. Now, Rabba says, Shtei tshuvot b'davar. Rabba, your explanation is no good. I have two problems with it. Chado, dim kein yishmor mi ba'yile the mitnei. The word here isn't ira'at shistev, that he should go let it out to go graze until it gets a mumenet. It should be yishmor. He should watch it or wait for it to get a permanent mumenet. It already has a mumover. And then yishmor, he'll wait until it gets a permanent mum. So the term or the verb that's used in the Mishnah is incorrect if it's like your explanation that we're just waiting for him to go from a temporary mum to a permanent mum. The Mishnah should say yishmor. You should wait for that to happen. Ve'od. And the second problem is avrash nata l'may hilchoto ketani. Problem with your explanation, Rabbi, is then what is avrash nata doing in the Mishnah? It has nothing in the Mishnah that's referencing it. It's written, but then the Mishnah gives us no information about it. You're saying to me that the latter half of the Mishnah, all those modifications are on Av Davinim Tzeit Balat Mum, nothing to do with Avrash Nata. If that's the case, then the Mishnah writes Avrash Nata and then gives us no information, no halachot about it. So that can't be the explanation of Reish Lakish. Ella Amarova Hochiktani. This is the way to read the Mishnah. Avrash Nata Ve'avda. Oh, Av Davinim Tzeit Balat Mum. So Rava says, this is what it means. Avrash Nata. Its year passed, Ve'avda, and then it was lost. Oh, Avda, it was lost, Ve'nim Tzeit Balat Mum, and now it has a Balat Mum. So Rashi here would say that both these cases now are cases where you have two strikes against you. In the first case, the word avda, which is written in between the two cases, is modifying both of them. That's avrash nata ve'avda. And then avda v'nimtzeit balat mum. The avda is read with both of those cases. And according to Rashi, the problem in both these cases is that you have two strikes against you. You have one that avrash nata, it's aged out. And number two is that it's avuda. So now you have two strikes against you. It's lamita, even if it's found before kapara. The same thing in the second case. It's avda, v'nim tzeit balat mum. It has two strikes against it. It has avuda, and it has balat mum. So when you have two strikes against you, you're put to death. As long as the balim decide to be nitkaper by another animal, then this one is put to death, even though it was found before kapara. The balim decide they want to be nitkaper with this animal, then you either have to wait for it to get a mum, if it's avrash, nata, and avda, and they find it, then you have to wait for it to get a mum. In the other case, where it has a mum in it, then you can redeem it, as long as you don't choose to be nitkaper with another animal, and you use the proceeds to be nitkaper. According to Tosafot, the chiddush here is again that you have two strikes against you, and nevertheless, you go to mita, even though the more strikes you have against you, the more likely it is that you go out to Ashi'istayv. And that's where Rabbi's explanation is to differentiate between our Mishnah and Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, why is it always Yistayv? Why does it always go out Yireach Yistayv? Is because that's a case where it wasn't Avuda, when it wasn't lost. In a case where it wasn't lost, in that case, Avrash Nata always goes out to graze. Over here, where it was lost, it was Avuda. Over there, there's a possibility that it will be put to death. Reish Lakish and the Mishnah are talking about two different cases. Tzarech lemitnei mavda gabei balat mum, v'gabei Avrash Nata. So now the question is, if avuda is the real issue here, why do I need balat mum and avrash nata? Because the itan agabe shavrash nata, if it was only written by the case of aging out, havamina hatam hu demahan yulo avuda, that over there, getting lost causes a problem, shum delo chazi lemilto, because now it's not ruwi at all, because it's a chatat that is aged out, and there's no way it could ever be a chatat at all. Ava balat mum di lo muma harazia. Without the mum, without this little chisaron, it would have been ra'ui. In a sense, it's an external problem of mum. But otherwise, the animal is ra'ui. By the case of Varash Nata, where it already aged out, there's no way this korban can ever be a chatat because it's just too old. Same below, tahani le'aveda. So maybe in that case, being lost will not cause it to be put to mita. V'tahani gabi balat mum. Had you only wrote the case of balat mum in aveda, hatum de'mahani la'aveda. Over there, aveda is enough to have it be put to death. Mishom de'lo chazi la'krova. So over there, it's not ra'ui to be mukrav, period. That means not as a chatat, not as any other korban. Aval ivrash nata, if it's aged out already, chazi la'krova, that it's ra'ui for other karbanot, emelo tahani le'aveda. Maybe over there, aveda will not cause it to be put to death. Tzricha. That's why I need both cases. I need both cases of aveda mentioned in the Mishnah, one with aveda paired with balat mum, one with aveda paired with avrash nata, in order to teach me that in both of those instances, the animal put to death. According to Rashi, that's as long as the balim decide to be mitkaper with another animal, even if it was found before the kapara. And according to Rashi, the tzrichuta revolves around the fact that we need to have two liriuta, You have to have two items that are negative in order to cause it to go to mitah. And the question is this a strong enough psul to put it to mitah? So we have a tzrichuta, because in one case we think that Baal Mum is the kula. In one case we would think that Avrash Natah is the kula. The Kamash Malan is that both of them are sufficient to put together with Avuda to say that they are the mitah. Whereas according to Tosafot, it means that if it's found after Kapara, those animals will be put to death, even though they have two strikes against them. And according to Tosafot, Havami would have been, had I had two strong Liriuta, it would have gone Liriya, it would go out to graze. The fact that it can go to Mita is teaching me that these two together are not sufficient to invalidate the fact that it goes to Mita. And that's why I need the Tzrichuta. Had you only talked to me about one psul, the other psul might have been two Hamur, and force you to put it out to graze. The Kamash Balan is that they're both okay, or not strong enough to force it out to graze, but rather, it goes to Mita. So again, this is Rashi and Tosafot l'shita tam. Mar says, Umi Amar Rava Hochi. Can Rava really hold like we explained over here? Vama Rava. Doesn't Rava say, Aveda Delaila Lo Shma Aveda? If an animal gets lost at night, it's not called getting lost. The reason being that at night, a korban is not ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach. If it's not ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach, then getting lost at night is not called getting lost. Well, if we apply that to our case over here, that means, in the case over here where it's Avrash Natah, it's year already passed, it's aged out, and now Avuda and that got lost. So in that case, it's getting lost when it's not really to be a Chatat anymore. So maybe getting lost in that case should have no bearing. Because getting lost happened after you already had the problem. The problem is Avrash Natah that the year passed, and now it gets lost. That's no different than getting lost at night, where the Korban is not really. Tosafot asks over here, why didn't the Gemara ask that on the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah says, Avdav Nimtzeit Balat Mum. Case where it gets lost, and it's found a Balat Mum. So Tosafot says, it's very clear in the Mishnah, there are two different cases. A case where it's Avrash Natah aged out, Vavda, and then it got lost. That's equivalent to the case of nighttime, where it's not Ra'ui, and then it gets lost. But the case of Avdal, Benimtzeit Balat Mum, that's not true. Because the Mum happened after it got lost. It wasn't that the Mum happened, and then it got lost, but rather, it's a case that it got lost, and then it became a Baal Mum while it was lost. We can't ask from the Mishnah on Rava's position, because that case in the Mishnah, without the explanation of Rava, the case in the Mishnah would not have been a problem. That's different than Rava's case of Laila. Rava's case of Laila is a case where the problem is there already, Laila, and then it gets lost. In our Mishnah, when we read it simply, without Rava's emendation, you would just read it that it's Avrash Natah, they aged out, and the second case would be it got lost and then got a Mum. So that would be different than Rava's case of night. But now, with the emendation of Rava to read the Mishnah as being Avrash Natah Avda, that the aging out is also included with the case of Avda, over there, that's identical to the case of Laila. Laila means problem, no kosher korban, and then Aveda gets lost. Over here too, Avrash Natah, it aged out, no kosher korban, and then you want to say, Avda got lost. Why should it matter then that it got lost? So that's why the Gemara asks in Astira in Rava's explanation of the Mishnah versus Rava, the Shitato, that Aveda Laila lo Shma Aveda. Gemara says, lo dami, they're not comparable. Aveda de Laila lo chazila lo gufa velo deme. At night, a korban is not ra'ui itself to go on the Mizbeach, and neither its proceeds ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach, because you just can't bring korbanot at night. Aval ha'an, he de lo gufa lo chazio, you're right. By case of Avrash Natah, where it aged out, it itself can't go on the Mizbeach. The deme chazia, but its proceeds, if you sell it, it gets a moment and then you sell it, its proceeds can go on the Mizbeach. So it has a different situation. That's why it's still called Aveda by the case of Avrash Natah, because it still has Kedushat Aguf in the sense that you can use its proceeds to bring on the Mizbeach, where at night, it has no Kedushat Aguf, not for itself to put on the Mizbeach, not for its proceeds to put on the Mizbeach, because you can't bring Korbanot at night, and therefore Aveda at night is not called an Aveda. It's none. We have a question on this from a Mishnah on Yoma. Hasheni Yireh Ad Shistev. If you have the Shnei Sirim of Yom Kippurim, and then one of them dies, the other one then is Dichui, is knocked out, and Yireh Ad Shistev, it goes out to graze, V'imacher, V'plutam Av Nedava, and then it's sold, and the proceeds are used to bring an Nidvat Tzibur, the fee, Shein Chatat Tzibur Meita. Why is that true? It's because the Chatat Tzibur never dies. Had the Yachid, the implications from that, had this been of a Yachid, it would have died. V'am Rav Yochanan, Balei Chaim Nidachin. That Balei Chaim get knocked out. So over here we have the Shnei Sirim. One of them dies. That one obviously you can't use. What about the one that's still alive? Can you use it? So Rabbi Yochanan says about the one that is alive that it's Balei Chaim Nidachin. That is a Dichui. It's knocked out. Because its buddy died, because its pair died, it's dropped out, it's as a psul, and it's not allowed to be used on the Mizbech. So it's a psul that's not allowed to be used on the Mizbech. Therefore, Yireh Ad Shistev, therefore it goes out to graze until it gets a moment and it's sold and the proceeds used for Nidvat Tzibur. Well, because Ushimit Kaper, then you want to use kapara b'sheni shebezug sheni mit kaper. You bring a whole new set of sirim, and you use the second set of sirim for kapara. The first set is eliminated entirely. One, because it died. The other one, because it's called nidcher or dichui. So now, if you bring this towards our case, This case, what do you have a case of dichui. It's pushed out. And it says the only reason that this animal doesn't get put to death is because it belongs to the tzibur. Had it belonged to a yachid, one problem with the animal would have been enough to put it to death. If it was found, or if it was nitkaper be'acher, if you'd had kapara with something else. So why are we demanding that there be two things wrong with it in order for it to go to mitah? Maybe having one thing wrong with it should be enough. That's what Rashi says. Alma, tarte liruta lo be'inan. We don't need two negatives in order to put it to death. Bekasha l'rova, and that's a problem for Rova. Rova over here suggests that we need two things wrong with it. Either avrash nata ve'avda, or avda u'balat mum, in order for it to be put to death. Otherwise, it wouldn't be put to death. That's not true. We see from the case in Yom HaKippurim that the fact that it's dichoy, that it's equivalent of avrash nata, that it's pushed out, it can't be used anymore, but the tzibur is not meita, but yachid it would have been meita. But yachid it would have meita. That means you only have one problem here. The one problem is that it's dichoy. That's what the Gemara says, vidach. That other seir over here is kama, havalei ki avrash nata. It's like the avrash nata, it's like it aged out. The time of the tzibur. That's only because it's in the tzibur. It's not meita. The yochid meita. Had it been belonging to the individual, would have died. Some of the chah, Rav will respond to you, dechuy and lechud, ve'avudim lechud. You're talking about two different things. You're talking about dechuy, and you're talking about aveda. My daima. What's the difference? Avudim date aloyon. When it comes to something that gets lost, the person still has hope that he's going to retrieve it. So since he has hope that he will retrieve it, dilma mishtachachin, so therefore, since he has hope that he will retrieve it, then you need a second problem in order to make it to go to mita. You need either avrashnata or balatmu. In addition to aveda to have it go to mita. Duchuyin, once it's pushed out, meaning that there's a dichu here because the other one died, there's some halachic problem that causes the animal to no longer be roi to be a chatat. Over there, there's no hope of recovery. Since there's no hope of recovery, lo chadri mitchazin, there over there, you only need avrash nata, you need the psul itself will be sufficient in order to have this animal go to mita. The Rashi claims this distinction between avuda and duchuyin is only a good answer for Rava. It only explains the question that we had on Rava from the Mishnah and Yoma, that he will distinguish between Duchui and Aveda. But that still leaves Reish Lakish with a problem, because Reish Lakish is speaking about a case of Avrashnata, that it aged out. In the case of Reish Lakish, where it aged out, where you only have one problem over there, and it's Avrashnata, it's a case where it's Duchui, where it's pushed out entirely, over there Reish Lakish says that it goes out to be Roeh, and the Mishnah and Yoma says it goes to the Mita. So Rashi says that that's it, they leave it as a Teiku, it's a problem for Reish Lakish. Rava solves the problem for himself, and his way to explain the Mishnah, but it will not solve the problem for Reish Lakish. On the other hand, Tosafot says that's not an acceptable answer. We know throughout Shas that the Gemara seems to hold of this position of Reish Lakish, that when it comes to a case of Avrash Nata, it always is Ro'eh, Achistev, it goes out to graze. And so therefore, Tosafot the Re mentions that he thinks that this is a sufficient answer for Reish Lakish as well. For Rova, the distinction between Avuda, lost, and Dechuyin, and Adikoy. For Reish Lakish, he'll make a distinction between Dichoy, which is the case in Yoma, and his case of Avrashnata. The Gemara drew a comparison between Dichoy and Avrashnata. The answer is that there is a distinction between them as well. It's something the Gemara mentioned before. Dichoy is permanent. You can't use that karban whatsoever. And therefore, it's a permanent basolar problem. On the other hand, Avrashnata is something that's only a problem for this karban, for a chatat. But with other karbanot, to be roi. They don't require that it be in its first year of life. They don't have an aged out problem, and therefore it could be used for other karbanot. So that distinction will draw also between the case of Avrashnata and Dichui. Dichui, yes, is the mita, but Avrashnata is not the mita. So Rashi says again that this answer, this distinction between Avud and Dichui is a solution for Rava, but Reish Lakish remains with a problem because the Mishnah Yoma says Dichui is a problem where you have a single problem, and Avrashnata, which is equivalent to that, is also a problem, and Reish Lakish says it goes Roeh, and the Mishnah Yoma says the Mita. Tosafot says the same way that Rava distinguished between Dichoy and Avuda, so too Reish Lakish can distinguish between Dichoy and Avrashnata, and therefore Reish Lakish himself could also answer similar to the way that Rava answered. Like Gufa, now the Gemara goes back to understand that statement of Rava. Amar Rava, Avuda Delaila, Lo Shmei Avuda. It's lost at night, it's not called lost. Ali B'daman, who's this according to? Again, this goes back to what we discussed as a distinction between Rabbi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim believe that only if you find the animal after you've obtained kapara with another animal is it the mita. Find it beforehand, it's not the mita. Rabbi says no matter when you find it, it's the mita if you need to kapara with another animal. So Gemara wants to know, who is this not considered lost according to? Leave them on. Ilei malibe derabbono, and if you're talking about the rabbanon, my iri avuda delaila. Why does it matter that it's lost at night? And it sounds like here that it was found at night. Even alibe afilu avuda deyom, nami. Even if it was lost at night and found during the day.
or even truthfully, if it was lost during the day, then it was found before kapara, damri rabbanan, avuda bishata frasha, roeh. If it was lost and found before you attained kapara, then it goes out to roeh shis ta'ev. So why do they need avuda laila? Even avuda t'yom, according to them, it got lost during the day, or was lost at night and found during the day, will make no difference for them because it was found before kapara. Vela alib de Rabbi. So you have to say it's according to Rabbi. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi el aveda de yom. Rabbi only says that it's put to death if you find it before kapara. That's if it's lost during the day. Aval aveda de laila, if it was lost at night. Afilu Rabbi moded de l'ria azla. Even Rabbi agrees in that instance it'll go out to graze if it's found before kapara. Others say that it's this according to the Rabbonin. Bacha ba iskina, what are we dealing with here? Be avuda bishat kapara. It's a case where it was still lost at the time that he attained kapara. He finds it afterwards. They only hold that when it's found after kapara that it goes to death. That's if it was originally lost during the day. Had it originally been lost at night, lo, they wouldn't say it over there. Amar Abaye, Naktinan Aveda Velo Gnuva, Aveda Velo Gzula. Then when we say that it has to be lost, the problem being lost is if it's lost, not if it's stolen. Lost, and not if it was taken in broad daylight. Hechi Dami Aveda. So then what does it mean to be lost? So here we say that being lost is the qualification here, either for Roya Chistev or for Mita, but it has to be Aveda. It can't be that it's lost because someone else took it. When someone else took it, it's not lost. They have it. You don't have it. It's not in your possession anymore, but they have it, and it's not considered to be lost or classified as lost. So now the Gemara wants to clarify what is considered to be lost. So Amar Rav Oshia, afilu at achat be'edro, said even if it's one in his flock, meaning that he has a huge flock, he has a chatat, and the chatat got mixed up with the rest of his flock. In that case, that is considered to be avuda, because he doesn't have ability to discern which one is the animal that is his chatat. And then he says, va'afilu achat be'achat. Even to the point where it's just one in one. He has a chatat and another animal, and the two of them get mixed up. It's one chulin, one chatat. That's considered a veda. It's lost to him because he's unable to identify what the chatat is. Yochan Amar, achorei adelet. Even if it's behind the door, that's considered to be a veda. He can't see it right now. He's not in the case like Rav Oshia is saying where you can't discern which one is the animal. But rather, even in a case where it's just out of sight, you can't find it. So everyone wants to know, how far out of sight is this? What is he saying? Because when it's behind the door, no one can see it. You can't see it, but nobody else can see it either. If it's lost outside, meaning it's running around the town, but others see it. You don't see it. Lo, that's not considered lost. Lo avi avuda. Odilma, achorei adelet, meaning after the door, just means that you aren't able to see it right now. Dima hadar ape, but if you turned around or you looked around a little bit, chazi lo, then you would be able to see it. Havi avuda, that's still classified as avuda. V'choshu kein avrai, even if it's running around the town and other people see it, but because you can't see it right now, that's the local chazi lo, you don't see it, that's considered to be lost. Teiku. So that we leave it as an unresolved issue as to what does that mean that it's behind the door. Behind the door means that no one can see it, and that's why it's considered a veda, or behind the door mean that since you can't see it right now, I mean, there are ways if you turned around, if you looked carefully, you would see it, but the fact that it's out of sight for you right now, that's a din in a veda. That Gemara leaves is unresolved. Now, the next part of the Gemara, it's unclear. There's a little bit of an Agirsa issue. We have Amar of Papa. Rashi actually has a Girsa of Lishnachrino. Gamrina, and we have a Mesora that Avuda Mimenu, if it's lost from him, Velomi Roe, but not from a shepherd, Lo Avi Avuda. That's not considered to be Avuda. Choshikein Avuda Miroe, Velo Avuda Mimenu, if the Roe lost it, but he doesn't lost it, then it's not considered to be lost. Avuda Mimenu Miroe, if it's lost from him and from the Roe, Vechad Besofa Olam Makirba Mai. What happens if it's lost from both of them? He doesn't have it. The Roe doesn't have it, but someone else picked it up. It's in their flock. They might not recognize it right now. They might not know it's in their flock, but at some point they're going to realize that it's in their flock, ran away into another flock. Is that considered to be lost or not? Does lost mean that nobody has it? Nobody's going to find it? Nobody's going to recognize this animal? And that's considered to be avuda? Or if it's lost from the two people who own it or are working with it, that means the Balim and the Roe, that's enough to be considered avuda. And that the Gemara leaves as a teiku. If you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes this not from Rapapa, but as a lishnachrina. Even though he doesn't recognize it, lo avi avuda, and apligi. That this argues on the previous statements of Rav Oshia. So this statement of Rapapa, or according to the lishnachrina and Rashi, argues on Rav Oshia above. Rav Oshia above said if it's lost within your flock, that's considered to be avuda. Over here, Rav Papa, or this Lishna Achrina, suggests that if it's lost in the flock, that's not considered to be lost. Meaning that if it's amongst those animals and somebody's going to find it, then that's enough to it's not considered avuda. And that would argue on Rav Oshia. Or do we say once it's in another flock, then it's considered to be lost, and that won't argue on Rav Oshia, and the Gemara leaves that as a take an unresolved issue. Now, by Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked, avuda bekos mahu. It's lost in the cup, what is the din? So over here, according to Rashi, you have two chataot in front of you. The animal gets lost. And then avuda bekos mahu. And the other animal, now you're being about to put on the mizbeach, and you were mekabel the dam in the kos. And then they find the animal that was lost while the dam is in the kos. What's the status of this animal when you find it? Does it have a din that it was lost bishat kapara, because the dam is already in the kos? Or since you didn't do zrikat adam yet, that's not classified as being lost bishat kapara. So is that considered to be avuda bishat kapara or not? So the Gemara says, alibidamat. Who's this according to? Ilim alibidarabi amar avuda bishat afrasha meita. Rabbi says, even if it was lost at the time that you're mafrisha, not even at the time of kapara, it's considered to be lost. So certainly over here. So according to Rabbanan, mi amrinin kamri rabbanan mishat hafrasha ro'eh kodem shikibel dama. That's before they already had the kabata dama coast. Of a hocha, svirlu kolamed lizarei kizaruk dami. That says it already was in the kabbalat adam in the coast. It's as if it was put on the mizbeach, and that's the equivalent of kapara. Even though you haven't attained the kapara until you put on the mizbeach, but it's already as if done. And therefore, it's considered to be lost by the time of kapara, and will be the mita. O Dilma, kama delo yizdarek dam ki avda b'shat afrasha dami. As long as the dam was not put on the mizbeach yet, it's considered as if it's still b'shat afrasha v'rayu. And then it goes out to graze. Vika damri. And then some say the olam alibi de rabbi. The question here is according to Rabbi. Ki kama yibayle kigon shikibel dam abishtei kosol. You remakabel the dam into two cups. V'avada chad meyem. And then one of those cups gets lost. V'alibi daman damar bid kos osech averu dichui lo ti bayiloch. In a case, this is a machloket in the Gemara in Yoma, if you're mekabel the dam of a chatat into multiple cups, four cups, and then you do the matnot dam from one of those cups, you do the four matnot from one of the cups, what happens to the other three cups? So there's one opinion that the other three cups are dichoy, that they are zero now. They are worthless, and you have to pour them into the ama, the running water in the mikdash, it's basically the sewage of the mikdash, you pour it out, and they go out of the mikdash. The other opinion says that they are shirayim. They become residuals of a korban that has its dam put on mizbeach. The residuals are put on the yisod mizbeach, on the base of the mizbeach. So they're considered shirayim. So the Gemara says, according to the one who says that one cup makes the other cup a dichoy, then over here,
there is no question.
That's if they're both there. Because you can use either one for the zrikat adam, and the one that you use for zrikat adam, the other one becomes shirayim. Of a hocha, haleka, one of them is not available. And therefore, it becomes dichoy de gamrei. Odil maloshna, maybe it makes no difference. Take, we leave that as an unresolved case. Again, here we have a machloka between Rashi and the Shita Mikubetzet, who quotes the Ri, as well as the Gra, who quotes an alternative explanation to Rashi.
Rashi explains that, avahocha, davar echad, one of them is lost. Kevin di'ilu havakaman havi dichoy, had been in front of us, it would have been considered dichoy, li shapech lama, hashtag yavad, havi lutarte li ryuto, it becomes two negatives. Kechatat shavrash natava avda.
So Rashi says, why is it obvious, according to the one who says, if the tier one of the blood cups gets lost, the other one's automatically dichoy? Because it's tarte the riuta. It's two negatives. You have one, which is that it's lost. And number two is, if you're zorek dam with the other one, this would automatically become dichoy. Even if it was in front of us, if you use the other dam, this would become dichoy. So you have tarte the riuta, that's a negative, and this animal is no longer a kosher korban chatat. According to that, then the question is, according to the Mandamar, that is Shirayim, is it only considered Shirayim when we have both cups in front of us? But if you only have one of the cups in front of us, it's not classified as Shirayim? Or, do we say it doesn't matter? Shirayim means that one's used and the other one's not used, so that'll be Shirayim, and the Gemara leaves that as a teiku. Both the Gra and the Shita Mikubetzet say that that doesn't seem to be equivalent to the cases that we've been discussing until now. And therefore, they describe the case as being as such. It's a case where you lost the blood, and then you found it. When you find the blood again, what is the status of this blood once you found it? If you've done zrikat adam with the other kos, what happens to this kos when you find it? So Gemara says, "Alibi de mandamar dichoy." The one who says that it's dichoy, there's nothing to ask over here. Even if it was in front of us, it would have been dichoy. So certainly, when it's lost, it'll be dichoy. The question is, according to the one who says shirayim, when the one who says shirayim, if the cup is lost and then we find it after you've done zrikat adam with the other one, does it be considered shirayim? Because had it been here, it would have been shirayim. Or do we say, since it was lost and it wasn't around at all when you did the zrikat adam of the first one, it becomes equivalent like a zevach that's lost, a chatat that is lost when you do kapara. And if it's lost when you do kapara, it's the mita. So it's over here. The equivalent of mita for the dam is to be poured into the sewage line in the mikdash. So that's the question over here. So machloka between Rashi and the other Rishonim about what the case is. According to Rashi, the case is here where the dam being lost makes it that it's tarte li riuto. and therefore that's why it gets poured in the sewage line. And the question's about Tarta the Riuta, and therefore the Zevach goes to death. The question's about the Korban. Rabbi says the Korban's no good anymore because you have two negatives on it. The Dam's lost, and that Dam would become Dichoy. The other Rishonim say, no, the question's about the Dam itself. What's the status of this Dam itself? Is this Dam poured into the sewage line, or is this Dam Shirayim? And that's the question here. It's nothing to do with the Zevach. The Korban Chatat is good because we have a cup of blood in front of us. We can use that to put on the Mizbeach. Now the question is, what happens to the other cup of blood? And that's the question that the Gemara is posing and leaves as a teku.